This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
If Minden Hills Mayor Bob Carter has one message for his community, it's this. Contrary to recent social media posts, he's not trying to be a king.
This is unfortunate. If you've been reading the social media, I'm running for king, but we are going through this for the first time. These strong mayor powers, you know, are not something that I asked for, but the laws changed. And in this strong mayor's powers, the budget process follows a number of steps. And so I present the original budget, but that's not mine and mine alone. That's gone through numerous iterations with staff. Basically, staff comes with all their ideas and we go through them. And believe me, there are many things that never saw the light of day. And then other things that are good ideas. But it comes down to what can the municipality afford.
This is the first Minden Hills budget to be deliberated under the new strong mayor powers granted to both Mayor Carter and Dysart Mayor Murray Ferry by the province in May 2025. This power allows the veto of any budget amendments the mayors believe do not meet the needs of their communities. Mayor Carter says he's attempting to balance priorities and prepare for the unknown while keeping the taxpayers' burden as low as possible. That's why he chose to veto 8 amendments already passed by council during the 2026 budget deliberations. When Mayor Carter presented the proposed budget to council on December 15th, the tax increase for residents was 3.95%. Councillors then passed 27 amendments to this year's budget to include charges that were unknown or unavailable at the time of the original budget. Others were to correct errors or omissions. Carter spoke with Canoe FM to explain what amendments he vetoed and the rationale behind them. The majority of these involved adding back items that appeared in the first draft of the budget but had been voted out by councillors. Under the new strong mayor's legislation, the budget process has much stricter timelines.
The process is I present the budget, council debates the budget, and we get input from the public, and then you make amendments. Okay, it comes back. The next round is the mayor can veto some of the amendments. After the veto process, council has 15 days to determine whether they want to override the veto. That's the process. It's a back and forth process. So whatever the result of the 29th is, we will have a budget. This budget process won't go on until April or May.
Mayor Carter chose to bring back the Riverwalk lighting project, the sidewalk crosswalk project, a pickup truck for plowing of public lots, along with a new staff person to operate it. Carter reinstated both the Mollocks and the organics program in order to divert and extend the life of the landfill. He also included a bulldozer for use at the landfill site and halted plans for the old fire hall.
The Riverwalk was a situation where we're working with the businesses in town. We're hearing from people about trying to improve the whole downtown core. And the Riverwalk was something that is, you know, well used and very important and a bit of a highlight to our downtown area. And unfortunately, vandals took out the old lighting. And so our team, our staff have been looking at this as to, you know, what's the solution? Well, obviously, these small bollards are just too tempting for the vandals. And so we're looking at putting up larger streetlight type structures. But we also have been looking at using solar power so that, it's, you know, just better for the environment and so on. So, again, this was something in the amendment to take away from what staff was proposing. It didn't seem like the right thing to do to spend a bunch of money just to put on some caps. You know, like, just do the project. It's important for the downtown area and get it done. And we have, you know, we had ways of financing it. And so let's get it done. The Mollocks, well, this is something that people have been asking for. And again, even with our cottagers, you know, they have these at their, you know, wherever they live. And like, how come you guys don't have this? And it's an opportunity to divert materials from going into the landfill and allowing us to perhaps add a couple of more years of life to that landfill. And these are priceless because with the rules and the regulations that exist today, trying to start a new landfill is nearly impossible. So if you've got one, you want to make it last for as long as possible. If we can make it more affordable and put in things that are going to benefit us now and in the future, improve safety for our staff and the people of the community, I just think those made it worth a veto. You know, obviously, I see it differently, but I'm looking out for what's best for the people of Minden Hills.
As of the latest iteration for the 2026 budget, the tax increase for Minden Hills residents is 4.6%. Mayor Carter says unless council voices opposition to the vetoed items, the budget will be passed at the January 29th meeting.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.